Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Unscrupulous employers will dangle deportation over any of their workers who dare to push back and will have the full force of the U.S. government to support their threats.
Aaron Reichlin Melnick with the American Immigration Council is concerned about President-elect Donald Trump's mass deportation plans. Estimates put its cost to the government at over $1.5 trillion and say losing millions of workers from important industries could trigger high inflation or a deep recession. But Senate Republicans say their first priority in 2025 will be a border security package focusing on more ICE agents and beds at detention centers. Polls say half of Americans from both parties support Trump's plan despite the risk to bystanders. Longtime New Yorker Pascal Shakori Carpenter was born on an army base in Germany. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is trying to deport him for being a Haitian immigrant, which he isn't, and cites a criminal conviction from his youth. Carpenter says Trump's plan is a threat to the millions of people from mixed families or who have a complicated immigration status like his.
It's very difficult to imagine what day-to-day life will be like when you're constantly worrying if there's going to be a van in front of your house or am I going to be stopped at my workplace.
Revelations about retiring Representative Kay Granger's health are re-raising questions about the health of older elected officials. She hasn't cast a congressional vote since July, and her family has revealed she's struggling with dementia and living in an assisted living facility. Fellow Texas Republican Representative Tony Gonzalez says that's unworkable.
I think this goes back to the root of it. Congress should do its job. And if you can't do your job, maybe you shouldn't be there.
Despite the incoming Trump administration's opposition to climate change policies, polls show voters across the spectrum oppose attempts to weaken the Environmental Protection Agency's regulatory powers. One survey from the Environmental Protection Network finds nearly 9 in 10 want laws like the Clean Air Act to remain in place. Matt George is with the polling firm Seven Letters, which did the survey.
The majority of voters really do recognize the value of regulations that keep our air and water clean and keep us healthy, and they want to maintain those regulations.
Blue states continue to take action on climate change. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has just signed a law fining large fossil fuel polluters billions each year. Healthcare costs, especially drug prices, have long been a top-of-mind issue for older people. A new AARP survey shows that Medicare's new out-of-pocket prescription cap is helping, but AARP South Dakota State Director Eric Gajkowski says they're still troubled by the many drug prices that are rising much faster than inflation.
We really want our elected leaders producing policy that's going to benefit those folks that want to age in their home, in their home community, are concerned about their health care, are concerned about paying for groceries, paying for prescription drugs, things of that nature.
Officials in Finland say a Russian commercial ship may be responsible for cutting power and data cables with Estonia. Meanwhile, investigators say the deadly crash of a plane from Azerbaijan may have been caused by Russian anti-aircraft fire. Russia says it was due to bird strikes. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.